Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Preston Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Lowell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kevin Millar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Matt Clement. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Matt Clement. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ricky Gutierrez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jason Baer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eric Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clement, and towards Castillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lowell hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Millar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Marlins. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred McGriff batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McGriff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gonzalez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is hit by the pitch. Tucker moves to second. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McArdo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. One out. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clement hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jason Bear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clement fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowell is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGriff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clement fields it and throws to first for the out. McGriff moves to second. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Redmond is 0 for 1 in the game. Redmond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo is 0 for 1 in the game. McArdo bunts towards the mound. Clement fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Bear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bear is 0 for 1 in the game. Bear hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Bear reaches second base with a double. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bear moves to third. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Patterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Bear scores. Two outs. It's Marlins, 1, Cubs, 1. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clement is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clement hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops it up and throws to first, with Clement covering, for the out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lowell is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coomer hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McArdo is 0 for 2 in the game. McArdo strikes out. Two outs. Jason Bear is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0 for 2 in the game. Redmond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clement is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clement hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clement for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eric Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Young steals second. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Patterson bunts towards the mound. Clement fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to third. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lowell. Young scores. Patterson moves to third. Sosa moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGriff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McGriff is walked intentionally. Vladimir Nunez now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patterson scores. Sosa moves to third. McGriff moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sosa scores. McGriff moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ricky Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGriff tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Benito Baez now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Mueller pinch runs for Ron Coomer. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McArdo is 0 for 3 in the game. McArdo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Jason Bear is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Bill Mueller now playing third base. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Florida Marlins, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.